Okay, today we're going to learn Mem Vav and Beis. We are holding on the very bottom line of Daf Mem Vav and Aleph. Maridin osal nachaleis on esan kamash rav kasha. The Mishnah said we bring the Agla Rufa down to a nachaleis, which means very hard ground. Tan Rabbanim minayin leisan shu kasha. How do I know esan means hard ground? Shenemar esan moshevecha v'sim basela kinecha va'omer shimu harim esriv Hashem ve'esan emos te'aretz. Acher momrim minayin leisan shu yashan. How do I know esan means old? Shenemar goy esan hu goy me olam hu. That it's a guy, a son, and then the next phrase is a guy that's always been around. So you see that it means old. So according to the Acherim, you don't have to bring the Agla Dafka to hard ground. You just have to bring it to a place where the ground is very old and you haven't imported dirt from anywhere else onto that ground. Okay, the Mishnah said, "Varfen also bekovitz me'achara." My timer. Why do we chop it on the back of its neck? Gomer arifa arifa mechatasov, because we learn the word arifa that says mechatasov. You're not allowed to plant or work that land. So Tan Rabbanan Sholo Yavad Bavlo Yizora Lishaavar. Div Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yonasan Amar LaHaba. Rabbi Yosef says it has to be land that never has been worked. Rabbi Yonasan says land that never will be worked. Rav Amar LaHaba Dukli Amar LaPligi. In the future, there's no doubt. Duchsiv Lo Yizorea, that you're not allowed to plant it. Ki Pligi Lishaavar. The Machlokas is, does it also have to be land that never has been planted? Rabbi Yosef Savar Miksiv Velo Yubad. Rabbi Yonasan Miksiv Asher Lo Neevad. Rabbi Yosef will say, does it say Shalo Yubad, which would imply Dafka in the future? Rabbi says, well, it doesn't say Ne'evad, which would imply the past. Rabbi Yoshia Asher L'Sha'avar Mashma. Asher implies the past. Rabbi Yonasan Asher Ribuy Yehu. Asher doesn't imply the past. Asher is a Ribuy. So essentially we have a Machlokas, whether the land has to have has to have never been worked or only never be worked in the future. You're allowed to do things on top of that ground, just not avoda of the karka itself. So I don't really know about Zriya. What about other avodas? That implies every avoda. Why then does it single out Zriya? That is coming to tell me dafka those things that are on the gufa karka you're not allowed to do. But maybe I should say that since it's a klal prat, only zriya is included in the yisur. Asher ribui who? No, asher is a ribui, includes other avodos as well. We then mentioned in the Mishnah that the zikanim wash their hands with water in the place of the arifa, and they say that we didn't kill this guy. So Tan Rabban V'cholzikneir he akrov melachol yirchatz v'sidayim ala egla harufa benachal shein tam lomar harufa. The pasuk doesn't really have to say harufa. We know which egla it's talking about. Matam lomar harufa. Why does it say harufa? Al makom arifas v'shal egla, referring to the place of the arifa of the egla. V'amri yodenu lo shavcha es hadam hazeh ve'einenu lo ra'u v'chiali benu also shebez in shavchen damim. What would we have ever thought that Beis Din are the murderers? Elo lo bal yodenu petrenu b'lo mezon. They're saying that we didn't shirk our responsibilities as good hosts. Tanya, we force someone to be malave, someone who requires livui. Schar halavaya ein l'shir, that the schar of escorting someone is so great, there's no shir for such schar. Shenamar v'yira sharm ish yotzei min ha'ir v'yomla harenu nas mavoi ir v'asinu imcha chesed uksiva yar emes mavoi ir umach. What chesed did they do to him for his help, because of his help? That the whole city was killed, and that man and his family were spared. It sounds like Ada Yom Hazeh means that the city still stands and was never destroyed. So that's the luz where they make tcheles. That's the luz that when all the other nations were mixed up in the days of Sancheiriv, it was not. Nebuchadnezzar v'lo achriven. Nebuchadnezzar came and never destroyed it. Vav Malach HaMavis in l'rishus la'avorba, and Malach HaMavis has no rishus to go through this place called Luz. The really old people, when they had enough of life, they leave the city and then they die. If this Kanani, that when he saw the Shomrim, the guards of the city, and nevertheless, the chesed that he did with them caused garam hatzalolo lezara atzof kaladaros, that he didn't say anything and he didn't walk at all, and nevertheless, it saved him and all of his offspring for generations. Misho salavia biraglav halachas kama v'kama. Someone who actually escorts by foot, all the more so. How did that Kanani show the Shomrim the Mavoh here, the entrance to the city? Since he didn't say anything, he didn't walk them there. So Chizki Amar Bepiv Ikem Lahem. He made some sort of motion with his mouth. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Betzbo Her Lahem. It was with his finger. Tiny Kavas Eid Rabbi Yochanan B'Shul Shekanani Zah Her Betzbo Gar Matzal Lo Zar Atzov Kaladoros. For just pointing, when he was just pointing them in the right direction, he managed to secure salvation for him and his family for generations. If a person is traveling unaccompanied, what he should do is he should learn Torah while he's traveling. Because of the four steps that Paro was Malava Avram Avinu, Shenemar, Pasuk says, that's why Paro was Zochet to 400 years of servitude of the Jewish people. Anyone who is Malava's friend for Amos, he's not the one who's mislave is not going to be hurt, is not going to be damaged. Ravina alvi l'Rava bar Yitzchak arba Amos piir. Ravina escorted Rava bar Yitzchak for four Amos. Matal yadei hezekav itzil, and some sort of dangerous situation arose, but he was spared. Tan Rabbanan harav l'talmid ad ibur shel ir. A Rav is Malava the Talmud up until the Ibur of the city, 70 Amos outside of the city. Chaver l'chaver ad Tchum Shabbos. A chaver has to be Malava another chaver up until Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Amos. Talmud Rav ain't no shir. A Talmud being Malava Rav, that there's no shir. V'kama, and what is the smallest shir that a person is chayv, the Talmud is chayv to be Malava the Rebbe? Amar Rav Sheshes ad Parsa, at least one Parsa. V'lo amar el Rabu she'ein a muvak. Av Rabu muvak shlosh parsos. But that's only if he's not your Rebbe muvak. If he's your Rebbe Muvak, you got to go three parcels. Rav Kahana alveh Rav Simon Barashi mifum Nahara ad kitzinisa de Bavel. Rav Kahana escorted Rav Simon Barashi from Pum Nahara until Tzinisa of Bavel. Kimatu hasam, when they got there, Amalei vadi da amrisu hani Tzinisa de Bavel mishnei adam rishon isnehu. That the, you know what they say, is it true what they say, that these Tzinisa de Bavel have been around from the days of Adam Rishon? Amalei adrachta milsa, you reminded me something, dam Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chinyan, that Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chinyan used to say, once a person has not gone there, how could anyone have possibly ever settled there? So isn't it redundant? That only those lands that Adam Rishon was gozer should ever have civilization actually had civilization. Those that he was never gozer never had civilization. Rav Mordechai alveh l'Rav Ashi me'agrunya va'ad be'kipi. Rav Mordechai escorted Rav Ashi from Hagrunya until be'kipi va'amla ad be'dura. And some say until a place called be'dura. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Shomer Meir, kol she'ena malave u'mislave, anyone who's not malave and nevertheless when he goes he is escorted by others, kilu shofek dam, he's like a murderer. Shel mali levu anshei richa le'elisha lo gira dubim latinokos. Because if the anshei richa would have escorted Elisha, Elisha would not have had to cause the bears to attack the children who were mevazahim, because the Malavim would have stopped the Tinokos from making fun of Elisha, and then he never would have had to bring the bears to attack those children. Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, when it talks about Elisha, Vayal misham beisel, v'hu ala baderech, norim ketanim yatsu min ir, v'yiskal subo, v'yomulo, alei karech, they were like, hey, baldy, the children, as children sometimes do, were making fun of him. Amrulo, alei, shekracht aleinu asamakom. So the young children said, you have caused our whole, you caused Yericho to be to be totally balded, meaning they lost the ability to gain parnasa because they were the shavi mayim for the anshe ear from somewhere else. So mayu narim ketanim. What are these? What is the lashon of narim ketanim? These were narim because narim and ketanim are two different. They're contradictory terms. And nar is someone who has shtei saros, a katan is someone who doesn't. So what does it mean? Narim ketanim. So I'm Rabbi Lazar. These are people that were minoarim in a mitzvos, and ketanim, meaning that's why they're called na'arim, because they were shaken out from mitzvos. Ketanim, shem ketanei amana. Ketanim doesn't mean they were children, it means that they lacked emunah. Tana, na'arim hayu, bizbizu atzman ketanim. They were really na'arim, but they were behaving like ketanim. Maskal Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks, why do you need to be matari to the lashon of na'arim ketanim? V'dilma al shem mekoman. Maybe they're called na'arim because of where they come from. Miloksi va'aram yatsu gedudim v'yishu me'eretz Yisrael nara ketana v'kashla naru ketana. We ask the same kash over there. Nara and ketana are contradictory terms. Omer Rabbi Bidas, ketana demin na'oran. Na'oran is just the name of the city that they come from, but they're really ketanim. So hasam lo mefarish mekoma, hacham mefarish mekoma. Now you can't say that over here, because over here it says where they came from. They came from Yericho. So it can't be that Noar is the name of the place that they come from. V'yifan achrav v'yarem v'yikalim b'shem Hashem. Ma ra'o. What did Elisha see that he wanted to curse them with the Shem Hashem? You're not allowed to curse a Jewish person. So Amar Rav ra'o mamish. K'detanya Rav Shem ben Gamliel omer. Kol makom shansu chav meneihem. O misa o oni. He just looked. And wherever Chacham looks with disdain, there's going to be death or there's going to be poverty. Shmuel Amar ra'o shekulin nesabru ben iman b'yom ha-kippurim. He saw that all of these children were the result of, they were conceived on Yom Kippur. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Amar baloris ra'o lehen ke'morim. He saw that they had a haircut of a baloris, which is the way the Amorim had the haircut. Rabbi Yochanan Mara Shalom Isaban Lachlucha Shal Mitzvah. He saw that they didn't even have any slight hint of mitzvah in them. Vidilma Bizrayu Nahava Hava, but still, how could he have them killed? Maybe their children will have some sort of mitzvahs. Amar Blazar, lo bam v'lo bizarim atzov kol hadoros. That Elisha was able to perceive by looking at them that not only do they not have any mitzvahs, none of their children will have mitzvahs atzov kol hadoros. And only when he was able to perceive that, only then did he go ahead and allow and make that the bears would attack these children and would kill these children. So we will stop there, and Beis Hashem will pick up at the end of the page on the bottom line of Mem Vav Mem Beis next time.